We're holding on Tesavav on the base. We're mayor Hechigam Retarmi Pumet Da'acher. It's about 10 lines in, 11 lines into the wider lines, not the in the middle of the page. Citizens. We're mayor Hechigam Retarmi Pumet Da'acher. How could a mayor learn Torah? Like the Mor says that the Rebbe was learning Torah from the teachings of Acher, the mouth of Acher, literally. So my dechsev, we have a pasuk. Kesev se kayan yishmer das. The Torah you've actually piu. The words of the kayan, you should be learning Torah from the kayan. So what does the pasuk mean? So he says it means like this: Im daimer rab la malach Hashem tzavokos yivakshu Torah mipiu. Im lav al yivakshu Torah mipiu. If the rebbe is like a malach, so the more we hear pashas means it means he's acting in a way which is with superlative actions like a malach. You learn from him. If not, you should not learn from him. So how could Rebbe learn from Acher, who is being Mechal Shabbos and with Maisa with the Zayna, and he's cutting up children? He's not exactly the Malach Hashem Tzavokis. Amrish Lakish, Remeir Kro Ashkach Bedarish. Remeir found a pasuk which allowed him to do this. Pasuk says, "Hat oznecha ushema dibrichachamim." Says, "Turn tilt your ear and hear the words of the chachamim." Balipcha toshis ledaiti, and then turn your lipcha, your lave, to my das. Hashem says. The daitim lo nemer, the flow of the pasuk should be, and you should then incline your heart to hear what these. You start off with talking about the chachamim. You should end up saying and make sure that your mind is engaged, understand what there's. Turn your ear, and also your lave to their words. It doesn't say that. El lo daiti, which means you're talking about somebody that you should not be inclined to follow his das. So hear his words, and then think about what I want, the Baruch Hashem says. So we're talking about somebody which is not necessarily a good role model. Take his words and then process them to make sure that they fit with what I want. Similar type of drasha for a different pasuk. It says, Shimi basari bati oznech. You should be inclined to hear. And then forget Amechu Besavich. So why should you want to be Shecheach Amechu Besavich? So that would indicate that they're saying, you hear what they have to say, and then forget their actions. Don't follow their actions. And Morse says, okay, it's fine, because you're Kroy Adori, now we have a theorem Sukkim. Do you have to be like a Malach or not? So the more answers, that lokasha habagadol habakata, the person who is an adam gadol tamachachem, see, he's able to make this do this process properly, and take what is proper and ignore what is improper. A katan, the pasuk is saying you should not undertake to do such a thing. If a person is a katan, he's not such a great person, because he will not be able to do that properly, and therefore, by him, the rule is if the Rebbe is like a Malach Hashem Tzavokos or not. That's the rule. The Mor says along those lines, Ki Oser Rav Dimi, Omar, when Rav Dimi came from Ertzel to Bavel, so he said, Amri b'marava, and the way they say it in the West, back in Eretz Yisrael, is the following, that Remeir Ochol Tachala Vishada Shikhala, that he ate the outer part of the date and he threw out the pit. So he took the good part and he threw out the bad part. So he saw the shichla of the bro, and he threw the shichla of the bro out. He threw it out. Okay, something more like this. Darish Rava, Ma'ir Siv Alginas Agus Yeradati Liras Biyabei Anochal. The pasuk says in Shir Hashirim, the Bereshit says he went down into the orchard of the nut trees to see the. To see if they're starting to grow. So lama nimshal tamachochem leegos. So the tamachochem in that pasuk is compared to a nut tree or a nut. Lama lachama egos zeh, just like a nut. Abishamaluchul titu b'tzaya. Since it has an outer shell, so even though it falls into the dirt and becomes solid and dirty. In Masha Besecha Nimus, it doesn't impact what's inside because what's inside, there's a protective shell of the nut to protecting the outer shell of the nut protects the inside nut from becoming dirty. After Machochem Avavisha Sorev in Terosso Nimesis, that even though he's the person himself has become Sorach, the terror that he has is not negatively impacted. Assuming he learned the Torah properly originally, it doesn't impact that Torah. Okay, the Morris says, Ashkechei Rabbi Bar Shila Leliyo. Rabbi Bar Shila met Eliyo on Nafi. Amalei Maika Ovid HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing right now? So Eliyo answered to Rabbi Shila that Kamar Shmaita Nipumayo de Kula Rabbana. The Rebbe Hashem is quoting the Chachamim and saying over the Torah that they said in their name. Remeir loy Kamar, but he will not quote things from Remeir because Remeir learned from Acher. So that seems to fly in the face of everything which we've been saying until now. Amalei Amai. So Rabbi Shila asked Leo why. So he said, "Mishum the Kagomer Shmaita mi Puma da Acher." So Leo said, "Because he learned from Acher." Amalei Amai. So he said, "Why?" So, but still, what's wrong? Remeir remind Matzah. He gave a mushel of the. He found the pomegranate. Toichei Ochal. He ate the seeds inside the good part. Klipos Zork. He threw out the klipa, the outer shell. This is what Rabbi Bar Shila said to Leo. Amalei Hashda Kamer says, right now, just as you said that, I hear in Shemayim they're saying Meir Bini Omer, that Meir, my son, the Bereshit now was quoting. Now that you've said that, Bereshit has accepted your pesach, your decision, as the proper way to approach what Meir has done. Now that you've done that, the Bereshit now was quoting. That this is what Remeir is saying. What is Remeir saying? The more brings the follow. So it means the Marshal says the Elio in a certain sense was set to test how the Bezin Shalmata, how they would pass it. They would pass it that it's proper to quote Remeir and deal with him properly. That if that was the decision of how that we hear, the Russian would abide by that decision. Like you find many times that the Misif to the Rekia follows, abides by the decision of what's decided down here. There's a whole wild Gemara about it. The Gemara said they had a Machlokes in the Misif to the Rekia between the Kodesh Baruch Hu and the Misif to the Rekia. The Russian said one way and the Misif to the Rekia said the other way. It's one above Misif. That sounds strange right there. About whether it's a case of Torah or Tomei. The Gemara says, okay, who's going to decide? So Rabbi Bar Nachmani is going to decide. We're going to go bring him up and he'll make the final decision. So the Mor goes the whole story, but you can't make a decision which is binding only in this world. So the Mor goes through how they eventually he actually decided in the favor of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, if I recall correctly. What? normally what's binding in Shemayim is the Bezen Shalmata creates its decisions which are binding in Shemayim. So we hear, so Rabbi Rashilo was made a binding decision that they're looking at what Rameir did was proper versus, okay, fine, see, quotes Rameir. What did Rameir say? Mayor Beni Kachoimer, I think is what he puts in. Kachoimer, he says the following: "Is man shodem mitzayir shkina malosh and emeris." When a person is in a state of pain, how does the shkina respond? What does it say? How does the Kodesh Baruch Hu respond? So he says, "Kilani miroshi, kilani mizroyi." I find my head is heavy upon me. My arm is heavy on me. Rashi's arm, meaning that was the Baruch Hu created the world with his hands. So, like, I feel like heaviness in what I've done. When there's pain. Now, the Gemara says that this is the Gemara in Hedin. If you recall, we had this. The Gemara says in a conjunction with when the Bezim would take somebody and kill him for his averus. If that's how Baruch Hu feels about the Dom Shel Rishoyim, he feels this pain. So right now, the Baruch Hu in Shemayim was quoting her mayor on this point. Let's see Rashi. The Rashi is the fourth line from the top. L'daitim l'nemar. So Rameir Darshan the Pasuk has said, listen to the words of Chachamim and then turn to see what I have to say. L'daitim l'nemar. Alma b'rishi askinan b'kamer hat osnecha. The people that you shouldn't be following, come and see what I have to say. But even by the Rishoyim hat osnecha. Okay, or the other pasuk, Hati Oznech, Nishmaya, be inclined to hear what they have to say. But as Maseim Shichi Baal Timothy Oysom, but don't follow their ways. Tamar says, by God, all your daily Zoyer shall Yumad me, you shouldn't learn Maisov, Yahalum Tarmi Piv. So the Torah is still acceptable, and he can be careful not to learn from the person's actions. There's certain kedushas to the Torah which allows it to be still learned from them. But the ma'isim, the person should not learn. Tachlis priachitz and anechel, but tomorrow it's the outer part of the flesh which is eaten by the dates. And shichala is garino, hanizrek is this pit which is thrown out. Hashtaka omar, achshav shoma l'kolcho. Now that you said, so the Baruch Hu was listening to what you said, and the Baruch Hu is now also accepting the Torah of Rameir and quoting it. Kilani Mirashi, Rameir Omra b'Masechta Sanhedrin. It's Rameir talking in the Morin Sanhedrin. It says Kikilas Elakim Talui. So it says, where does it come? Where's the lashon of Kilani Mirashi? So it says by the person who is Niskel, and after he's Niskel, they would hang him up, and then they would take him down before the night. So that says Kichilas Elokim Tolui, the one who was hung is a Kilala for it's Kilas Elokim. So Darshan like this, Kal less any. Kal, I am not Kal. Vidarshan Kilas, Kal less. I am not light. I find this thing heavy. Lishamalya Kina Dabra Kapi Mala. It's writing it in a way which is euphemistically, thank you. Klanimir Mizroyi, Kabarani Mizroyi, I'm not light. There is a posha loss in Kalani means I am light. It means I don't find any difficulty. Because there is, but it's a way to say that a person feels the heaviness, I've used my hands to create this individual who's now dying, so I feel a heaviness in my limbs from that. I'm sorry? I still don't get that. Okay, something more. Ashkei Reb Shmuel Reb Yehuda the Tali Beirah the Dasha Bekabachi. Shmuel found his Talmud Reb Yehuda. He was leaning on the Irah the Dasha. Rashi says it was the cross beam which held the door in place, and he was leaning on it, and he was crying. Amar Shinano my Kabachisa. So Shmuel used to refer to Reb Yehuda as Shinano. It means the sharp one. Reb Yehuda was very very sharp Talmud. So he says my sharp one. Why are you crying? Amalek, he said to Shmuel, Mizutra, isn't it a small thing? The following thought, and this thought leaves me with a sadness. What's this? It's not a small thing. Is it a small thing? It says about the Chachamim. Pasuk says. Aye Sefer. So what does that mean? Where is now the cipher? Who's the cipher? They knew the exact count, the measure of, in other words, the measure, they were able to count all of the words of the Torah. They knew every single letter of the Torah. That they were able to weigh every kal v'chomer to figure out what's every kal mitzvah kal, every mitzvah chomer to darshan kal v'chomer, etc. So they had a perfect understanding of the Torah to measure one mitzvah vis-a-vis the next. Yesir first the migdolim, that they would count the migdolim. What does that mean? So you're shining in gimel meyus halachas b'midol ha-perech ba'aver. There's something called a midol ha-perech ba'aver. Rashi is bringing the future of Pshatim, but Rashi says the Pshat that he prefers is a halacha that literally middle paper aver is that's flying a flying box, but it's referring to the halachas of that when does the a large box except the tumas mace which is around it. When does it block the tuma? If it's stationary, sometimes it means it's supported in the air. Sometimes it'll block the tuma. Sometimes it won't block the tuma. And they knew every single one of those halachas. Vamar Rebbe Ami. So the pasuk is saying, what happened to all these tremendous chachamim? Where are they? Vamar Rebbe Ami. What is it referring to? That Doeg and Achitofel were able to discuss and present 300 different halachic questions. They were able to discuss in the sugya of Migdal HaPerech Ba'aver. But v'tanan, and after all of that, we learn Gimel Malachim Arbet Yoytes Ein Lehem Chelek Olam Haba. There are three kings and four head yotis, means non-kings, regular people, which lost the Chelek Olam Haba, and included in that list is Doeg and Achitofel. So they had tremendous knowledge of Torah. So the Pasuk is saying, you know, what's with these guys? After everything, they're gone. So if that's them, which they have tremendous knowledge of Torah, and they ended up where they ended up, so Anan might have you alone, so what's going to be with us? So you know you can see why Ruta is saying if the tremendous Tamil Chachamim ended up with no Chelek Olam Haba, so what's going to be with me? I'm an Amor compared to them, so for sure I'm going to be in trouble.
So how are we supposed to read that in the Chelek Olam Haba? In the Chelek Olam Haba and that's it, or in the Chelek Olam Haba it's worse than that?
Well, is there anything worse than the Chelek Olam Haba? You know, they get Gehenna? So maybe like the more before, seems to say maybe they're Torah protected, they don't get to Gehenna, maybe. Um, I don't know.
Was like a situation with Kari, where
that
where after death they're just gone.
The pastures, yeah. Amalei Shinin also, Shmuel said back to Yehuda, Tina Haisa Belibam. Okay. So Mora says that he had the problem was that there was a dirtiness in their heart to start with. When they learned Torah, it was done with without Yerushalayim, etc. So that's why their Torah didn't protect them, etc. But if a person learns Torah properly with Yerushalayim, the Torah will protect him. And he will not come to that situation. Morris says, "So Acher, my so now we then let's go back to the question: why didn't the Torah of Acher protect him? In other words, you're saying that the problem was the Torah normally should protect the person from coming to Chet. Torah is Megan, like we had over there in the Sefer Seder, and Acher was learning. So why didn't his Torah protect him? So Morris answers." Zemer Yevani leposik mipumei. He used to sing. Rashi says, so what was the problem with that? So Rashi says, because it was ready after the Churban Habayis, and he was walking around too happy. You know, he wasn't losing lev to the Churban Habayis, and he was singing, you know, the modern songs.
Yeah, I mean, what?
That's
why
Rashi
is the Yevani critical here?
It sounds like because that's the only people who were singing the song. The Jews weren't singing. According to Rashi. That's not Shaul's Kasha, by the way. But that Rashi doesn't. You know, he says that the problem here was the fact that they were non-Jewish songs. So Rashi doesn't think that was the problem. But I think the pshat according to Rashi was that since because of the Korban, you're not supposed to sing. Zimmer was also so nobody else was singing. So where'd you get songs from? So you had to go to the Yavanu. So he took the Korban Abayas, you know, lightly. So that was a problem with him, which impacted his learning.
Yeah, but there are the oldies, the old songs from before the Churban.
I guess he didn't know them. They would have, according to Rashi, they would have been problematic also. According to Rashi.
Right. I'm saying, you know.
Omer lov al achir v'shoshay omid mibesam edrish harba sifri minim noshim mecheke. They said about Acher that when he would stand up from learning, so he had these, you know, he even before he went off, he had the sifri minim, the words he was reading the works of the apikorsim. So he used to like hide it inside of his cloak. But he would get so involved in his learning, he'd forget they were there. So he would stand up, they would, like, you know, fall out. So, but I mean, the problem was there already, even before he went off, his learning was affected by these other things that he was doing. Shol Nimus Hagardi Eser Meir. So Nimus was his name. Gardi means he was a weaver. Aster Meir. So Kol Amr the Nochus Liyara Solik. You put wool into the dyeing vat. It comes out dyed. So Rashi learns he was asking us a question: is that correct or not? Which means, can I assume when you take your Talmud and you put him into learning Torah, can we be guaranteed that the Torah he will absorb the Torah? Will the wool absorb the dye? Will the person absorb the Torah to the point that it'll protect him from doing things? That's how Rashi learns the question. Amalei command to have noki agav ime solik. Called the loy have noki agav ime loy solik. Well, if it comes in clean, it's coming in, you know, if it comes in clean, so it's able to accept the dye. But if it doesn't come in clean, so the dye doesn't get accepted well into the wool. Can you see Rashi? Well, even literally off the back of its mother. It means if it's coming in before you're going in, it's going in. You take it off of the mother being clean, or you cleanse it. You know, but you know the point being, it's coming in clean. Off the back, yeah. Off its source, I guess. Imei would be translated source. Okay. Told me the dash took Rashi. Nishan al abriach. He was leaning on the crossbeam, and he was talking about. It says about the rabbanim b'tamidim hayotzim l'tar b'sura, about the ones who went out to the bad pastures. So it says, where are they? Sharklim leaders kala mechomer bechomer mekal. They have to make drushes kal bechomer. It's after the fish mishkalah shel kal bechomer. They know to measure what's kal, what's chomer. Tremendous chachamim. Bidla perech barber. So what's that? So yes, before Shem Shadarshim Gavoy Shel Lamed Vidarshim Boy Kol Zeis. They're able to take the letter line, which is the tallest letter, and make drushes out of it. Yeshem Migdal Dor Haflaga. They're talking about the middle of the Dor Haflaga. What it means, perech, it means more than not the flying, but it means it's open out in the outer. It's an open the air garcina. You have a box made out of wood. It's the case is it's standing in the doorway. It's facing outwards. Shuavra, which is considered airspace. So there's a mission middle ha'imid ba'avir. So imagine this very amigdal has a loch, it's not makabatsuma because it's kliyetz also lenachas. It holds more than 40 saw. Since it holds more than 40 saw, it's also lenachas. It's not makabatsuma. So if it would be sitting in Erla Meis, it will not be makabatsuma. So certain scenarios, so it'll protect the items which are inside of it, whether it's when it's closed, let's say it's open, but it's standing in the doorway, and its opening is facing outwards, so its back is to where the tumah is. So again, it should block the tumah, and sometimes it does, and sometimes it doesn't, because if it blocks the whole doorway, we have a rule called Sef Tumalot says the tumah has to go through that doorway to get out. So therefore, it'll impact the items which are inside of the kli. So the mission. What?
There's no second doorway.
Assume right. So, I'm not sure about that.
She told me who's been shabby so.
Abrero. And the mission differentiates whether it. If there's a space around it, etc. So those are the Mishnayos, however, deal with that. Middle hapasuach la'aver, it's facing out towards the aver. Dal yotis bilam v'doig v'achitofel v'gechazi v'perek chelik. So those are the four yotis. Then they had no chelik olam habos. He said, so what's going to be with us? If their Torah did not protect them, what's going to be with us? Tino yisir b'libam, rishoyim ha'yim yimeim. They were rishoyim even before when they were learning Torah. Why didn't his Torah protect him? He should not have done it because of after the Churban. So whatever the halachas apply of where it's improper, you know, it's only during time of meals when they were drinking. Is it referring to getting up and going to sleep with music that has an extra element of luxury that means all the time. It's like whatever it means. Whatever it means, he wasn't being careful with that. Even before he went out to Tarbas Ra to bad cultures, he had these books. He already had this dirtiness in his heart from beforehand. Called Amr Denochas the Yarvis Solik. All the wool which goes into the vat comes out. You're putting into the vat where you have the dyes. Litzvoya, to dye it. Does the dye get absorbed or not? Klomer. Does their Torah protect them, get absorbed to the point that it protects them from doing averas, or not? The Bach adds an oiloi, or not. Shemir answered, depends. Call Naki, the Naki Agav Ime, Nislach Lech Begiza, as shearings, did not become dirty. So the dye will get absorbed. So the dirt, if there's dirt there, the dirt's going to prevent the dye from being absorbed. It's stuck onto the wool to prevent the dye from being absorbed, and otherwise not. So if you have Yiras Shemayim, the Mishnah says that Yiras Chet precedes your wisdom. You're coming in as a pure person, so the Chachma will go in. Kenir be'enai. That's how I understand. Rabbi Zimmer refers to him a little bit differently. So, one everybody goes down the Gehenna, eventually he comes out. So he says, Agab imoy, do to them imoy. When the animal is just born, okay, it's born with wool on it already. That wool is very clean, so it hasn't become dirty yet. So that's the one who comes out, which means if he has positive mitzvahs, that's what will pull him out also. Okay. Something more. Rabbi Kiva Ola B'Shalom and B'Yar B'Shalom. So we said that Ben Azeh died, Ben Zayma's mind was affected, Acher went off, he misinterpreted things and became an apikaris. And Rabbi Kiva went in peacefully, he came out peacefully. He came out safe. Well, Ola Kasav Omer, and in regards to Rabbi Kiva, you have the following Pasuk. Mashkeni Acherecha Narusa. Bershom pulls the person, requests from Kadosh Baruch Hu, draw me close to you and I will go after you. So he did it according to the way that Bershom wanted him to, according to the measure Bershom wanted him to come close. That's how far he went. But the more said, but af, Rabbi Kiva, Bikshu Malach Yesharis Ludoichva. Even Rabbi Kiva, the Malach Yesharis, wanted to impact him for treading into these territories.
That's the terrace. In other words, the fact that Shmuel over here says...
Now, Rashi says... Rashi says that Rashi and Tosis both said what allowed them to go into Pardis was using the Shem Hashem. So, to be roy to you, you know, they felt he wasn't roy to use the Shem Hashem to come here. He is roy to use the covenant of Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Shem Hashem, which allowed him to enter into the Pardes. The Morse says, "My Dorash." What did Rekiva Darshan? Rashi explains that he knew where not to look. So how did he know? How did he know where not to look? That he shouldn't be impacted negatively. She says, in the Malkum, how do you know what is the Malkum Shekhinah that he shouldn't look at that? Amar Rabbi Bar Bechono, because Ben Azai looked at the Shekhinah and died. Ben Zayma was impacted that he lost his mind. Amar Rabbi Bar Bechono, Amar Rabbi Yechonon. The Pasuk says, of Osa Meriba Bais Kodesh, Ois Huber of Ova Shaloi, which means the Baruch Hashem's special host, his host of the 10,000, there's an ois on it. So it's different than everything else. So where Kadosh Baruch Hu's presence is a place which is obvious, and he was aware that there is such an obvious point. He looked for the difference, and so he knows the difference. He didn't look. Rabbi Vo, along the same lines. He's the ghoul is a dagel. There's this banner from his revolver, from his host of 10,000. There was something obviously different and noticeable. There was like a banner sticking out. It means actually a banner, but it means it was had that equivalent obvious difference. Different pasuk. Hashem Tzvokei Shmoi Adonai B'Tzvo Shaloi. So that his Tzvo was clearly different. Says a whole different, comes from a different angle. So the story with Eliyahu, when he goes out to the midboard, Hashem sends him out to the midboard to get a nevuah, and a great storm wind, and Kadosh Baruch Hu's presence is not in the storm wind. Says Ulay Baruch Hashem, Vacha Ruach, is there's a rash, there's an earthquake. Ulay Baruch Hashem, that Hashem's presence did not come expressed in the rash. Vacha rash, Eish, there's a fire. Ulay Baruch Hashem, Hashem's presence was not expressed in the fire. There was a very small sound, and that was the voice of Hashem. So that was the siman Rabbi Kiva used to know where Kodesh was present. When everything got quiet, he knew that was where Hashem's presence was, and he didn't look. See Rashi, top of the page, my Dorash. How do you know the Makom Hashkina? Shenizer shelo lehotzitz sham, not to look there. He was careful not to look there. Inami shelo talkim ushtoach, or not to make any mistakes. The first question was, how do you know not to make a mistake? So that would be like not to be like Ben Azai. Or the first question was, how was he able to withstand the nisoyan that Acher had? He didn't make that mistake. Versus dogma, davarhan hacker oimed the dogma. The same way we use dugma means an example. So, if I have something with it like obvious, I can use it as a way to show something. So when you give an example, usually you in a certain sense exaggerate it so it should be clear. So if I show you a physical dugma of something, I want to give you a very clear picture of it. So the idea of something being nicker, being obvious, fits well with the idea of a dugma. Avkan mekamer nicker. Hashem made it his way that it's his place is clear. Okay, that is already vital in the Gemara. Yeah, well, so just a little more. Terabonon shisha devarim nemru b'shedim. There are six things about Shadim, three that are similar, they're compared to the Malachim, three that are like people. They have wings, like the Malachi Asheris have wings. And these wings are wings which allow them to fly from one end of the world to the other. That's the second point. The Gemara says they know what's going to be, like the Malachim know. The Gemara says, really? Yoidim Sachadaitoch? Do the Malachi Asharis know that what's going to be? The Gemara answers, El Shemim Me'achuri Apargur, Kamalachi Asharis. They're able to go and hear, Achuri Apargur, the same way Malachi Asharis are able to go here from behind the curtain in the heaven where the things are decreed, they can hear about those things also. They eat, they drink. They procreate. They die. Shisha devorim nimru b'bnei adam. There are six things about human beings. We share with the malachim three things, but we share with the animal three things. Human beings have das, the Gemalach Yesharis. Mahachim become a skufa, Gemalach Yesharis, they go upright. And Mesavim Lashon HaKadosh, Gemalach Yesharis, we're zechut to speak Lashon HaKadosh. We eat, we drink, we procreate, and human beings allow out the waste material. We defecate like a behemoth. So a human being has both of those elements, the elements of Malachi Asharis and elements of Bahamias in him at the same time. And our, of course, our voida is to make sure that we do the spokes on the right one. I'll tell you a quick word. I heard from a shiva, Gifter Zatzel, Kimal Hashem Tzavokis. So the eager point of the more is that it means he's a pure person. The shiva said the difference between a malach and a person. Chazal said that a malach is stationary; he has no growth. He is what he is. He stays in one point. Now Adam has a growth potential. He can choose and grow to become greater than he is. So if you have a Rebbe who's willing to put his own personal growth on hold and be stationary to be able to focus on teaching you, that's the Rebbe that you want to learn from. A Rebbe who's caught up in his own personal growth and not focusing on, he's willing to put aside his growth to help us Talmidim, he's not willing to become stationary to be able to help us Talmidim, that's not the Rebbe that you want. You want the Rebbe who's willing to put aside his own personal growth to be able to focus on his Talmidim, that's the Rebbe that you want. That's not Pashto Shalom Gemara, but it was